2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field. The kingdom is like a grain of mustard seed, a very small seed that a man took and sowed into his field. All right? Two things there, seed and field. The seed, of course, is the word of God. The field or the soil or the ground is your heart, your spirit. Okay, stay with me, because you're gonna see how to bring into manifestation promises that you've been standing on and believing for. Okay, the seed is the word and the soil is your heart. Now, when a man takes the seed or the word and plants it in himself, not just out there. When we talk about ground, the good ground, the wayside here, the stony ground, the thorny ground, that's the condition of hearts. When a man takes the word and sows it in his heart or in his, plants it in himself, two things will happen. I want you to take note of this. Two things will happen. It will, number one, develop. The word will develop and it will expand. The word will develop and it will expand. Okay, Hebrews 12 and verse number 9. I want you to get some understanding tonight on how to. Hebrews 12 and verse number 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us and we gave them reverence. Now listen closely. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Here God is depicted as the Father of spirits. Not the Father of our flesh, but the Father of our spirit. Now remember, we take seed and we sow that seed on our ground or in our heart, which is our spirit. God, our Father, is the Father of spirits. In other words, that's where God works. He works in our spirit. He doesn't work in our flesh. He's not necessarily working with what you see with your natural eyes right now. He's the Father of spirits. We take the word and we sow that seed into our ground. That's the ground upon which God works. See, sometimes people are looking for the advantage out here ever before they sow the seed here. And so they're looking out here and they're standing on a promise, but you've never sown it here, so God can't work with it. It's got to be sown here because He's the Father of spirits. Prosperity is not even when you get a handful of something. It's not. It's not when you advance there. That should be the fruit of what's going on the inside of you, if it's genuine, if it's real. Because God is the Father of spirits. He's spirit, and he works with spirit. So we have to, like I said in the beginning, operate from the inside out. Stop laboring for the meat that perishes, more so than you labor for that which is eternal. Because you can labor for that and labor for that and get it, and it not satisfy, not suffice, not be what you want, not be what you thought it was. It always ends up like that. But when you labor for the meat that perishes not, now you begin to see genuine promises beginning to overtake you, just like God said, just like God prepared. God is not a man that he can lie. When God says something, he means it, and it's out there. But have you connected with it? Okay, let's take a look a little bit deeper. Now look at this. When the spirit of man is pregnant with the creative force of God or the Word, when your spirit is pregnant with the Word, your spirit will ultimately have to give birth. But see, you got to get pregnant. Your spirit has to get pregnant. You want it God's way. You want the unlimited resource, the promise that is settled in heaven. Your spirit's got to get pregnant. You can talk all you want. You can do whatever you want to. But until your spirit gets pregnant, it ain't bringing nothing to birth. And even when your spirit gets pregnant, you got to guard it. Your posture has to change. You got to start acting differently. You got to be carrying that thing just like you carry a little baby. Certain things you don't do anymore. Don't be lifting, trying to lift. Leave that alone. Stop trying to lift that thing up. And you working harder than ever before, and you carrying a baby. Not so. Why? Because you got to bring this thing full term. You got to guard it. Amen? Between the time a woman becomes pregnant to the time of birth can be a difficult, challenging time. So when your spirit is pregnant with the Word, your spirit will ultimately give birth. Look at Matthew 13 and 33. Matthew 13 and 33. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Now remember, I gave you 2 words earlier about the Word. When it's planted in you, it's going to start some stuff. Number one, it's going to develop. When seed is placed in good soil, it will develop. It's not going to stay a seed. How many know life is in the Word? God spoke a promise. They are full of life. It will develop. Not only will it develop, you don't see any seed that you plant in the ground that's alive and is growing that stays the same size. It expands. See, ultimately, what is planted in you on good soil and guarded and taken care of has to develop and expand. In other words, ultimately, what's in you, what's sown in your spirit, has to expand outside of your spirit. Now, here he gives another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. A woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Leaven, of course, is yeast. We talk about yeast. Now look at this. Leaven will always cause an expansion of elements that it touches. The creativity of God or his promises are like this. Now look at this. The promises of God are like leaven. Listen, it expands. The promises expand to permeate the things beyond its place of origin. The Word of God is like leaven. It permeates the things around it beyond its place of origin. It starts on the inside, but it ain't staying there. Are you hearing it? It ain't staying there. Once it has saturated your spirit, something's going to start showing up on the outside. In relation to that word, it doesn't stay in one spot. It starts to manifest. As a matter of fact, it starts to, if kept, if protected and kept watered and guarded, it will begin to permeate your entire life. Hello? How many know the psalmist said that you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaf will not wither, who will bear fruit in the season, whatsoever you do will prosper. How many would like that? Whatever you do, wherever you go, whatever you say comes to pass. Well, there's got to be that permeation. That word is like leaven. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. I'll say this again. Leaven causes an expansion of elements. I worked for bakeries twice, and I witnessed little blocks of leaven put in tubs, not quite the size of this baptismal. A little chunk of leaven. They put dough down in there, and they put, and this is like 4 in the morning, and I come in and I see the dough in there, and they put these little blocks of leaven in there, or yeast. I come back in about noontime. When I come back in at noontime, the dough would be over the sides of the tub because the leaven permeated, the yeast permeated that and caused it to expand. See, we receive the word in seed form, but it doesn't remain in seed form. We receive the word, the seed that whatsoever my hand does prospers. I receive that seed. And the Father of spirits, when I receive it in my spirit, he's the Father of my spirit. But I got to get pregnant with it. I got to get it in my spirit in order for God to be able to work with it. You can have it in your head all you want. And so many have just verses of scripture in their head, but it's got to get into your heart, into your spirit, into the soil for the Father of spirits to take it and begin to expand it and increase it and cause life. See, the potential is right there. The potential of creativity is right on the inside of you. But don't let stuff get locked up in your head. Just mental consent. It's got to get into your spirit. It all starts from standing on the word or a creative idea as a result of the word being on the inside of you. In Luke 6:38, the word will produce an attitude of giving. The word will. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together. And running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Now, I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes on as to why there's such a challenge in bringing our desire, promises we're standing on. What is the big deal? Why is there such opposition to bringing that into reality? Go with me to the book of Romans, chapter 7. Romans, chapter 7. And I'm going to read again from the Amplified Version. Romans, chapter 7, and verse number 18. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot perform it. I have the intention and urge to do what is right, but no power to carry it out. This is Paul writing to the Romans. This is pertaining to his flesh, the flesh nature.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.